Ah, there we go.
There it is.
Man, so that's probably what, try number five, six?
Somewhere. Yeah, at least six.
There it is, episode 38. What's going on, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, man. I'm glad to be able to talk some comics, some news and life with you, man. Looking forward to it.
How you been, man? Since last time we spoke.
Not bad. You know, I've had three gigs now, so I've worked with, I've done a few jobs with America's Got Talent. I did one job with America's Got Talent, one nice. With, I did,
I'm sorry, was that in Florida?
Yeah, it was down here in Florida for their Tampa Bay auditions. Nice. Yeah. And then I worked with Britain's Got Talent on an interview for a performer for this coming September's Britain's Got Talent Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just recently finished just a freelance gig for a Cancer Foundation company.
Damn, that's – oh, okay. So is this PAing or different office work or
– Yeah, no, as a PA for, nice, for the productions. Up, yeah.
Damn, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I'm waiting to hear back from somebody about – there's a week-long production going on in I think it's North Orlando. But I'm waiting to hear back and see if I got the gig or not.
I think I know which one you're talking about because I applied for the same one. It's a September gig.
Yeah.
5 days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. I applied for that too. You know, yeah. I applied for that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sent the resume out, waiting to hear back.
Yeah. 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 What do you think? I just want to get into it. What do you think about hashtag Save Spider-Man?
So I'm actually on the other boat. I actually think it's okay. I think it's fine that Sony's keeping the property. I actually think it was really nasty of Disney to kind of ask for 50%, because I don't know if you know the whole story, but
I read some stuff a little bit on Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah. Well, for your listeners though, for anyone who doesn't know,
Basically,
what was going on was the Spider-Man contract is going to be ending soon anyway. They only signed a contract deal for, I think it was like total was going to be five or six films. So basically, the amount of films that they were partnering with
is Civil War included in that, or is it only the solo movies?
Civil War and Infinity and Endgame are also included.
Oh, simply, so that was five. Yeah.
Simply for the fact that Spider-Man as a character was going to be in the Marvel properties. Now, as the old deal, the old deal was this: Sony was going to, for every standalone Spider-Man film they made with Disney, Sony gave Disney 5% of whatever they earned on the box office up front.
Sony gave Disney.
Yeah, Sony was paying back Disney 5% of their earnings that they got from their standalone films.
Mm.
And then Sony wouldn't see anything from any films that Disney made. Sony wouldn't see a dime of it.
Oh, shit, okay. So that was the agreement they had.
That was the current agreement. And also remember, Disney owns the rights to all the merchandising as well as animation for Spider-Man. So, yeah, like any
That includes the other one. I forget the name.
No, actually,
the multiverse, right?
No, so not for feature films, for TV. So, So Disney owns the TV side of Spider-Man and all of the merchandising. So, realistically,
which is a lot.
It's a lot of money. That's a lot of money already.
Merch alone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, the new deal, so Disney went to Sony and said, hey, so this was great and all, but we want 50-50 split. We want 50% of your earnings for Spider-Man. We will also own 50% of the production rights and 50% of production costs, which basically would mean that Sony would have to, for every standalone film they make, and this was including Venom, any future Venom films, or any other Spider-Man-related content that Sony makes, Disney would have to have a 50-50 split in it.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really extreme. And then apparently, so initially, that was all we heard. Like 2 days into this news dropping, that's all we heard. And we got the post from Sony because Sony made this public statement saying we're disappointed that we're leaving. You know, Kevin Feige's very busy and so forth. And everyone's kind of reacting going, well, that's not fair. You're just automatically just backing out. Well... Right. it wasn't just that. So the Hollywood Reporter then came out with news that was leaked that said that Sony came back once again and said, hey, listen, 50-50 is a little extreme. How do you, what do you think about 70%, 30%, like giving Disney 30%?
Right.
And Disney immediately responded back and said, nope, 50-50 or nothing. And Sony said, and then Sony said, well, you know what? That's fine with us. We learned enough from you. We think we can handle it ourselves. So, yeah. And well, I don't blame them. Quite personally, I don't blame them. I'm on Sony's side with this. Because really, I mean, because if you quite honestly, Disney made all that money from like Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame. Like without Spider-Man, like, I mean, I don't know. Like they made him an integral part of the canon and the storyline so far. Yes. Uh-huh. But really, I mean, I don't know if it was, if that's all that fair, especially since, I mean, Sony has made many successful Spider-Man films, financially speaking. Critically, you can say yes or no to some.
Hey, listen, man, I'm a Tobey Maguire guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, Spider-Man, hey, I love Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is one of my favorite Spider-Man films to this day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm with you on that.
And Spider-Verse was great. That was only in affiliation with Marvel Studios. It wasn't a Marvel Studios production. So, and they can do so much more with that as they move forward. And Sony also, yes, also have to remember, Sony PlayStation also has the Spider-Man game, which did incredibly well.
That's right. Sony PlayStation. Literally just bought that game the other day, like 2 days ago.
Yeah. And on top of that, too, so the day before all this news dropped about the Spider-Man movies, Sony announced that they officially bought Insomniac Studios, the company that made the Spider-Man game. They bought them back. So now Sony owns the team that makes the Spider-Man films. I mean, the games, excuse me.
Yeah, the games.
So for me, you know, and in my personal opinion, as a fan, I understand a lot of people are like, oh, it's, you know, once again, we're not having a collective universe of our comics that we love. And for me, though, you know, Disney just bought 20th Century Fox, which means we're going to get X-Men eventually in the Marvel movies. We're going to get Fantastic Four. It may be years from now, but we're going to get them. And for me, it was the deal was nice while it lasted. It was great to see Spider-Man interacting with Marvel characters, other Marvel characters apart from his own Rogues Gallery.
It definitely was a breath of fresh air.
I'm glad it happened, but at the same time, I'm glad that Sony is holding on to the property, because for me, the bigger concern for me is this: Disney can only make so many films a year. And if they had all the rights back to all their characters, we wouldn't be getting as many comic book films like we've had for the last 10 years. We wouldn't nearly get as many films. And I'd rather see more standalone Spider-Man films. I'd rather be able to go to a movie theater and look at the listing and go, oh, gee, look, there's a Marvel movie, there's a Spider-Man movie, and there's a Universal whatever movie coming out that's comic book related. Like, I'd rather see a diverse selection of comic book films out than only see nothing but Disney Marvel films.
For me, if it has a good cast, I'll watch it, because I like the Venom film with Tom Hardy, and because I'm a big fan of Tom Hardy, so I really like the film. I know it got bad reviews and whatnot, but I'll keep watching Venom flicks as long as Tom Hardy is Venom.
Yeah, no, I loved Venom too, and
Venom was pretty good, man. I liked it. That's what I'm saying. That,
and I'm really excited for the sequel. You know, they've got a really great director in Andy Serkis. Mm. They've got a really great
sequel is definitely in the works for Venom then.
Well, it's not just Venom. So they're making a Venom 2. They are currently filming a Morbius film with what's his name?
not The Rock, right?
No. Not The Rock. The Jared Leto. Jared Leto is playing Morbius. And if you don't know who Morbius is a Spider-Man villain / anti-hero. Basically, he's a vampire. He's kind of like
I'm Googling him as right now as we speak.
and
I can see what he looks like.
Yeah, Morbius is a cool character. I've dug his character in the past. I've read some of the comics.
Oh hell yeah! I know Morbius. So you're talking about in the Marvel universe then, right?
I'm talking Spider-Man.
I used to have his card because I used to collect the 1994 Marvel card series.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I had Morbius. Yeah, he's sick. Well, I'm looking at him now.
I'm excited for that film. That's in development. They're probably almost done shooting at this point. And then there's rumor that they're going to do a Kraven the Hunter soon. That's going to be a standalone film. And I'm excited for that because the initial leak was that they're going to do a Kraven the Hunter movie. That is going to be about Kraven hunting Venom, which would make sense.
What about Carnage? Are they going to put Carnage in any of these movies?
Yes. So Woody Harrelson is still in talks to be.
He was at the end of Venom, right? Am I bugging?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So he is still in discussion to be playing Carnage for the next Venom film.
Perfect. That's what I'm saying. The fact that he would be the actor, I would definitely go see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, they've got a ton of content and properties that they're going to be releasing. Hopefully they're good. You know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're good. But I'd rather see a diverse amount of different comic book movies than just everything coming out of Disney. Because one thing that I've noticed is that a lot of the most recent Marvel Disney films have kind of looked all the same. Different stories, mind you, but when it comes to the colors and the aspect of the film, everything's kind of started to have the same shade of colors and exposure and stuff. That's why I'm excited about Disney Plus, because now we're going to start to get TV shows based on a lot of these characters, and it'll be different spins, different interpretations, but still in the Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I just read the Hollywood Reporter article, and that's what they were saying, is that there's a split now. It's like Team MCU and Team Sony. It's like a fandom split now.
Man, well, I mean, quite honestly, there shouldn't be. I mean,
WWE and AEW.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to have that kind of competition, really, because that you know, Marvel's challenging Sony to really step up their game. And
yeah, especially creatively. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, and you want Sony to do well, because if Sony does well, then that means Disney then gets to, you know, look over at those properties and go, oh, shoot. We need to step it
up. Brand is on, so to speak, for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because I just also found an article that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is ending. I think next season's the last season.
It is ending, but that is also because of Disney Plus. There is new leadership in ABC, and the ABC content that's going to be released is separate from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's kind of connected and kind of not. It's weird. But I know that there's new leadership because of Disney Plus, there are certain characters that they want from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. they probably want on the streaming service. And on top of that, the new leadership over at ABC is currently workshopping a supernatural, Marvel shows. The rumor is that they want to do a Ghost Rider led TV show.
Ghost Rider or the character Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider.
The Marvel character?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Blaze, man. That's
I don't know if it's going to be Johnny Blaze. It might be it might be the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version.
I remember that angle. I was watching up until that point.
And that's fine with me.
With the Spanish guy. Yeah.
Yes. And that's fine with me because, I mean, again, that breeds competition within Disney itself, because They've got so many good shows announced for Disney Plus. I mean, so many. I mean, I'm going to have to quit so many subscription services just to jump on it.
And now that there's multiverses, right? So, like, creatively, there's no glass ceilings or anything. Like,
No.
You're free to create 30 more Spider-Man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can keep going. Someone can die. You can have him be reborn, reincarnated. It could be his son. So there is no cap on what you can do creatively now. So they have no excuse now to just...
Well, Disney Plus is going to be awesome too, because I don't know.
Well, what's the plan with that? What is that all about?
Like, so Disney, Disney Plus. So actually, D23, the big convention for Disney, just happened this weekend or is happening.
Oh, D23. And
Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel Studios, just announced all of the Marvel TV shows that are going to be coming onto Disney Plus, the new streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And they include it's called Falcon and Winter Soldier. So there's a Falcon and Winter Soldier TV show coming. There is WandaVision, which is Scarlet Witch and Vision. There is also a Loki TV show,
but not with the MCU actors though.
Yes, with all of the MCU, all of them are returning. All of
that is crazy.
Already confirmed. Already cast.
Wow, that's sick. That's sick. Yeah.
There is also going to be brand new to the canon of MCU. There is going to be a Miss Marvel TV show. Is going to be
Miss Marvel. I thought I was thinking Captain Marvel. My bad.
No, yeah. So Miss Marvel is a newer-ish character to the Marvel comics. She is a young teenager living in New York, and she has kind of like, if you've seen Incredibles, like the Elastigirl kind of powers. She has those. She has the power of flight and super strength.
You'll hate me, but I've never seen the Incredibles.
That's all good, man. No worries. No worries, man. But Mr. Fantastic, you know, like Stretch Armstrong kind of powers, you know, like but she also has
stretching ability.
Yeah, she also has the power of flight, and she has super strength as well. And her costume is very much inspired though from Captain Marvel, because she looks up to her. So do we have Miss Marvel TV show?
Let me ask you a question. My bad. Quick. The Civil War, Captain America Civil War, I read the novel version of it. I found a novel version in a comic book shop for like $7.
Yeah.
And did you read Civil War, the actual comic?
I've read the actual comic, yes.
Yeah, so is it Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel? The one that's with Captain America, I think she's with. Because I know she's down with one of the sides, but I'm not sure if it's Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel.
In the comics, there have been two Civil Wars now. In the first Civil War, she didn't exist, so it was Captain Marvel.
Hey, Captain Marvel, okay. Yeah, I only read the first Civil War. Yeah. I know nothing about the second war.
Yeah. They also announced a She-Hulk TV show.
She was an intricate part of the first Civil War, too.
And I cannot wait for She-Hulk, because that is such a fun...
I didn't know she was an attorney. Yeah, I didn't know she was an attorney. Exactly. I was like, oh shit, that's cool, man.
Yeah. And then we are also getting a Moon Knight TV show. And Moon Knight is awesome, because Moon Knight is a really cool character. He has the ability to learn any fighting style on the face of this earth. The only catch is he has to fight the person in order to learn the techniques, but once he fights them, he knows them by heart, and he's able to replicate that fighting style.
That's some kung fu shit. I like that.
Yeah,
some kendo
and, and he is going to appear first in the Black Widow film, and after showing up in the Black Widow film, he's going to have his own show.
Oh, so she's going to get her own film and series, or just film?
No, just a film. Because her movie, the Black Widow film, takes place in between the 5-year gap of Endgame.
I wonder if it's going to kick off the TV series, right? Eat a lot of Easter eggs for the TV series, probably type of deal.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just the way, in the same manner that Black Panther showed up in Civil War, then had his own film. Same thing for Moon Knight. Moon Knight's going to show up in the Black Widow film, and then he's going to have his own TV show.
Damn, might have to sign up for Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's gonna control.
And this is rolling out next year, right? This is for like 2020, 2021?
Nope. November.
Wow.
This November. Christmas is going to be a good year, man. It's going to be a good Christmas.
Oh, so they knew because they wrapped Endgame a long time ago. Yeah, so I'm sure as soon as they wrapped Endgame, they started getting to work on this other stuff.
And we've got a ton of Star Wars content coming onto Disney Plus as well. We've got The Mandalorian, which I'm super excited for. That's going to be launching on November 12th as well.
Nice.
I can't wait for that. That's going to, because that's, The Mandalorian is really cool because they're using the same old techniques that George Lucas used to do on the old Star Wars films. They're using ship models, you know, like real
more practical style.
They're using practical spaceship models, like miniatures, and then CGI placing them into the live action shots. So all the ships you're going to see, at least the majority of them, all the ships you're going to see on screen in The Mandalorian are real. They're on camera.
When does that kick off?
November 12th.
Damn, Disney Plus, man. That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Here's the nutty thing, all right? So the Disney Plus streaming service, this is what it's going to include. It's going to include all the Disney animated films, Disney Channel original series shows. It's going to include all of the most recent Disney releases. It is going to include all the Marvel films. It is going to include all the Star Wars films, all the Star Wars TV shows up to this point. It is also has National Geographic shows. It is going to have, you can also get, what else is going to be? They've got all the new shows that are going to be releasing in the years following.
What about a show like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will not be on the streaming service, I believe, because that's okay. ABC. So that'll be on the ABC streaming service.
Okay. I see why Disney Plus chopped that. Yeah, why they cut that up.
Yeah. But I believe it's $13 a month. So here's the real cool part. So for $13 a month for Disney Plus, this includes the Disney content. It includes all Hulu content and ESPN content.
And so you have access to the ESPN app and the Hulu, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Disney owns Hulu now. They're the largest stockholder.
Wow, that's crazy.
They own half the industry right now.
I love Hulu because Hulu has all the they have Raw and SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Is this Raw and SmackDown?
Yeah.
That's a good deal, man.
It's impressive, dude. It's impressive. But what I'm really excited for, me personally, is all the new comic book content coming out. This year has been a great year for comics, and I am so hyped because with my new show coming, man, I'm...
Oh. So what are you going to do? You're just going to start racking up now? Just have a whole stack and just ready to go?
I already have 5 episodes planned out. I have one in the can already. And
so how do you do it? Walk me through how you do an episode. Like, what's your process, your creative process?
So, well, the big thing for this year was I sat down and I told myself I want a new structure. I want to do something different this year. It's not just going to be talking comics. It's going to structure for characters and comics, especially characters most people haven't heard of before. So my first...
even right now, you just put me on to the guy that learns the fighting styles, Moon Knight.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, dude, Moon Knight is awesome.
I've never even heard of Moon Knight, and I'm sure he's probably been around for a while, right? Or is he new?
He's been around for quite a while. Go to like the Geek Easy or wherever you go.
Comics. Yeah, I'm bugging. I have my phone. Let me Google
him. Yeah, go, and there's probably some great Kindle options for Moon Knight that you can find for mad cheap.
Knight with a K.
Yep. Two words.
Knight. Yeah, Marvel, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Images. Oh, he looks sick. Oh, he has like Wolverine clothes. Oh, because he can learn fighting styles, right?
Exactly. He can learn and adapt powers and skills.
Wow, he got the moon on his chest. Yeah, he looks sick.
Yeah, he's kind of, I would compare him to like the Deadpool of the X-Men. If Deadpool is to X-Men, Moon Knight is to like the rest of the Marvel universe.
Mm. But he doesn't have the personality, like the He's not quirky like Deadpool though.
I think he. It depends on who's writing him, but in several different comics, he has had that witty banter to him. Because he's had comics with Spider-Man before too, and that gets fun.
You know what the main question is though, the $1 billion question.
Mm.
What do you think about them finally putting Keanu Reeves in the Marvel movie?
I'm hyped because it's the Eternals. because listen, Eternals is so weird and different from anything that's been made so far. If you thought Guardians of the Galaxy, when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, if you thought that was chucking a wrench into the machine, Eternals is weird. It's out there. It's quintessential Jack Kirby cosmos story. Because if you don't know the original story, the Eternals was...
Googling them right now, too.
The Eternals are really cool. So back when Jack Kirby was alive... Jack created the New Gods over at DC Comics. Mm-hmm. And so that's where you got Darkseid and Highfather and all this different stuff. You got this really cool space Shakespearean drama. And it lasted for a brief amount of time. And then DC was like, yeah, this works, but we're going in a different direction. And Jack Kirby left DC for like the third time or something. Mm. And he went back over to Marvel. And he went to Marvel, and they said, do you have anything new for us? He goes, well, I just did New Gods. I could do something similar for you guys. And they said, sure, let's do it. And so he created the Eternals. And the Eternals is even more vast than New Gods. Eternals is, again, very Shakespearean, lots of drama, lots of family. And it's the Eternals is all about these cosmic gods that really created the universe. So if you think like they are kind of the group of beings that came before the Infinity Stones. So it's a lot of lore and mythos and
like folklore type of.
It's very different from what's come before. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. And it'll be. I'm hoping it's not too like funny. Like I hope it's not a comedy. I hope it's a lot more like Lord of the Rings meets Guardians of the Galaxy. Like I want something like because that really is the tone of those comics. They're very cosmic, very serious, very thespian kind of angle. But they're a lot of fun to read. And they're really cheap right now, too. I think they're like $7 or $8. You can get the entire collection right now on Kindle.
Mm. So you go. So you're a digital guy then in terms of collecting.
So my perspective is this: if it's I hold value in physical comics when it comes to the massive collections. But if it's short runs, if it's the very short run comics, and I know there's a lot of stuff I need to read. I then go digital because a lot of times when it comes to these shorter stories or these specific collections, it's just a better deal. I will try to find comics that I can buy digitally direct from publishers. That way I know that all the money's going back to the creators. It just, you know, it depends on what you're able to do, but I'm both ways. I collect physical copies of the DC Inc. Standalone graphic novels right now. So I have Mera Tidebreaker. I have Under the Moon, the Selena Kyle comic, and I have what was the last one? Teen Titans Raven by Cammy Garcia. So I have those three in physical form because those are all very unique standalone stories, so they're not tied to anything else. So I like having those as books because they hold more value to me than some of the like issue XYZ.
Yeah. If I had like $20 on me and I wanted to go to to the comic book store and get like a graphic novel, just one complete story, like one complete story, what would you recommend right now?
Right now, I would probably recommend you find Batman: The Last Knight on Earth. That's a really good one. There's it's a 3-issue miniseries. 2 of the issues are out right now. You can get those. Okay. Those are really good. You can get issues 1 and 2, or I would buy.
What's the general synopsis with that one?
So Bruce Wayne wakes up. He's in a psych ward, and the world is ending. And Alfred tells him that he's killed the Justice League, and so he has to go. And so he has to go out into this post-apocalyptic world and figure out what the hell happened and why the world has ended and try and fix it.
Interesting.
Oh, and by the way, the Joker is now a severed head that he carries in a, like, jar.
Wait, let me write that down. What's the name of that title?
It's called Batman The Last Night on Earth.
Batman The Last Night on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Night with a K.
Correct.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
I would also recommend for something a little different and something you probably haven't seen before, I would highly recommend Teen Titans Raven by Cammy Garcia.
Teen Titans Raven, like a standalone story?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
It is these are the main comics I'm reading right now are through the imprint called DC Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not tied to any previous canon. They are new iterations specifically for new readers to introduce you to characters in the DC universe.
Right, right. Yeah, that's cool.
They are great. There's a lot,
so it's like, where do you jump in, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there's a really good one coming up real soon that is Harley Quinn Breaking Glass that comes out on... that comes out on September 3rd.
Ah, okay. Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. I love Harley Quinn.
It's a very different, very new...
Who's your favorite female villain?
Female villain?
Of all time, yeah.
Female villain. It's hard. There's a few good ones. Shoot. I'd probably say my most recent female, my favorite female villain would probably be Black Cat in the Spider-Man villain. Okay. Because Black Cat is one of those, she's one of those characters who, she always walks the fine line. You never really know if she's going to be good or bad by the end. And she's, it's always a moral, you know, all Spider-Man is all about morality. Stories.
Yeah, I love it.
And Black Cat is one of the most. Black Cat is one of the few characters that really does challenge Peter, and his morals, and makes him always question his choices and his loyalties to his friends. Because Black Cat, because she's very seductive. She's a very.
She's like a cat, for real, for real.
Well,
minute she'll let you pet her, and then the next minute she'll scratch you.
Exactly. Any minute now she'll. Mess you up and you're all of a sudden, oh, I was just only helping you. You weren't helping me.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Hey, listen, man, I got only a few minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before I have to go?
No, not at all, man. This is a perfect ending point right here, brother.
Awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if you're interested in comics, my big recommendations right now, Teen Titans, Raven, Batman, The Last Night on Earth.
Gotcha.
And if you can, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can pull it up. There's one other one that you can find. You might have to find it digitally.
Okay.
But it's a digital scan. It's a recollection of an old comic. Okay. And it's called The Complete Question. So the character Question from DC Comics. Ooh. This is the original 1960s Steve Ditko publication. It's not even under DC. It's technically from a different comic publisher, but it's the original Question, Steve Ditko comics, and it's right now you can get it on Amazon for $15.99. It's from a company that takes old traditional comics,
right.
and they don't do the digital scan. What they do is they scan them and reprint them in the same quality and color as the original comic. So you're not getting, you know, you're not getting any digital retouching. You're not getting any, you know, like saturation or oversaturation of what the original inking and coloring was. You're getting the true color for color look that it was when it initially got published.
Nice and faded.
Yeah, not faded, but it'll be true to the colors as it was originally published. Instead of the, like, you know, those high res re-releases like of Kingdom Come by Alex Ross. The re-releases are very lush and colorful. Mm-hmm. Alex Ross had a lot more subtlety to his colors. They weren't as bright. They were a lot more earthy. So yeah.
True.
All right, man.
You just laid it down, man.
Yeah. But yeah, so let's
the comic book knowledge.
The complete question, which, by the way, is going to be on one of my episodes. I'm going to have an exclusive episode all about the question. So you'll be able to learn all about that character very soon. It'll be coming out next month.
Yeah, man. Plug your thing, man. When is season two?
So we're currently pending because I'm trying to get a new logo created. I'm trying to assess how much I can spend or if I can do it on my own to be able to create a new logo. So as of right now, my goal is to have episode one will be released most likely at the start of September. So the first week in September will be when my so September 2nd will be when my season 3 officially launches.
Sweet, man. Where can people find season 1?
So you're going to be able to find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, SoundCloud. The nice thing is I publish through Anchor just like you do, and they reach out. I am currently publishing on over 10 different podcast platforms. So anywhere you love to podcast, you can find me.
There it is. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Absolutely. And the show's called...
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, and make sure you keep supporting Kenny, too, here. This has been a fun podcast. I love listening to it, and I hope you're doing well, man.
Nah, and likewise, man. I really enjoy yours, too, man. I keep learning more about comics every day.
Heck yeah. All right. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Same here, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.